Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I saw a great story on ESPN about all the free agents in the NHL as we sit here and get ready for game 4 of the Stanley Cup final tonight at Amalie in Tampa. Between the Lightning and Avs, that's all fine and dandy. You think about Colorado, they got Darren Helm and Jack Johnson last offseason. And, you know, in 2019, they signed Nichushkin at the low point of his career. He scored 25 for them this season. And you look at this free agent crop this year, you got Johnny Gaudreau, Philip Forsberg, Claude Giroux. Those are the big names. And then you got Malkin, Bergeron, Marc-Andre Fleury. There's tons of unrestricted free agents. And they broke it all down into franchise changers, best bets, best values, boomer busts, rickety investments, and shocking potential departures. And I thought it was really cool. And I just thought I'd go through all of it and tell you what I think of some of these guys. But either way, my boy Wojcinski, who used to do my show all the time until he signed with ESPN and he wasn't allowed to anymore. We go way back. He always does great work. As far as franchise changers, Philip Forsberg at the Predators, left winger, cap hit, $6 million. He's 27. He's coming off his best season, 42 goals, 42 dimes in 69 games. A lot of people think Forsberg could get $9.5 million on the market. Most people think it's 50-50 whether he'll re-sign with the Predators. We'll see what David Poile does. He's only given no trade clauses twice before to Roman Josi and Pekka Rinne, the great goalie. We'll see what he does with Philip Forsberg. If they don't have Forsberg, they're going to be hurting. Johnny Gaudreau's on the list from the Calgary Flames, the left winger, a 6.7 and a half mil cap hit. And this guy's been unbelievable. He's been a Hart Trophy candidate. 28 years old. He's done it under the age of 30. We know what he can do. 222 points in his past 208 regular season games and 14 points in 12 playoff games. Most people think he'll make at least $10.8 million. There's been talk about him going home. He's from South Jersey. And a lot of people think he'd end up with the Devils or the Flyers. Then there's Claude Giroux with the Panthers. He went down there. They thought they'd sign him at the deadline and win the cup. And, you know, the only cup they got was the President's Cup. The Panthers don't have cap space to sign this guy. He makes, you know, $8.275 million as a cap hit. And they'd have to give him at least anything over $7 million. And that means a pay cut. He is 34, but it looks like he'll move. As far as best bets, these guys are worth the money. Andre Burakovsky of the Avs, $4.9 million cap hit. He's 27. He's been great in the playoffs, but I think he's played fantastic hockey for the Avs and, you know, game winners and everything else, overtime goals. He's going to make at least $6.9 million on a deal that'll probably stretch 6-7 years. Jack Campbell is the goalie with the Leafs. He's a $1.65 million cap hit. He's 30. He's had a 89 save percentage, 3.15 goals against average, but the Leafs always fold up shop in the playoffs, so people don't think he's a big game winner. Andrew Kopp, the Rangers got him at the deadline, the centerman, a $3.64 million cap hit. He's 27. He had 14 points in 20 playoff games, and as the playoffs got deeper, he cooled off, but he's solid. He'll be 28 in July. Alex Edler, the defenseman of the Kings, is 36. He's a 3.5 million cap hit. He had 19 points in 41 games with the Kings. I'll be honest, I don't think he matters, and he's old. Ilya Mikheyev, the right winger of the Leafs, he's only an $800,000 cap hit. He's 27. He's a good two-way forward. He had 21 goals in 53 games for the Leafs last season. And the bottom line is, he gets goals. He makes it happen. He even had 4 shorthanded goals. He's going to get a pay raise. He's going to go from 800 grand to probably a 5 million paycheck. Valeri Nichushkin, the right winger of the Avs, a 2.5 million cap hit. He's 27. He had 25 goals this year for the Avs, and he's big. He's a forward that pounds it. And in 5-on-5, he can go at it in the corners. He's looking to make around $6 million per year on a 7-year deal, and that's a huge pay raise from $2.5 million. Nino Niederreiter, the right winger of the Canes, is a badass, 29. He's a $5.2 million cap hit, and he's done it all. His production is like 2.4 points per 60 minutes. That's outrageous. I love Andre Palat, the left winger of the 2-time defending champ Lightning. He's a $5.3 million cap hit. He's expensive. He's 31. I mean, the bottom line is the guy lights it up in the playoffs for the Lightning, and somebody's going to want him on their team, a guy that's won all those rings. And what about Ryan Strom of the Rangers, a $4.5 million cap hit, and he's done well, obviously, with Panarin. He might get a raise from $4.5 million to $7 million annually. Now, what about best value unrestricted free agents? Guys that don't cost a ton but are difference makers. Like Colin Blackwell, the center, Leafs, making $725 grand. He's 29. He's already been on 4 teams. A new team would be his 5th since 2019. But he can do it all. Then you got Braden Holtby, the goalie of the Dallas Stars. He's won a cup, remember, in D.C. with the Caps. He's $2 million cap hit, 32 years old. He was 27th in goals saved, above expected per 60 minutes at 5-on-5 this year. Some people wonder if he might go back to the Capitals. Ville Husso's the goalie of the Blues, only $750 grand. He's 27. The guy went 25-7-6 in 40 games. That's impressive. But he got lit up in the playoffs. He's big, 6'3". He could end up making $5 million per year on his next deal, which is a gigantic change from $750 grand. Believe me, you. Cali Järnkrok of the Flames, the centerman, $2 million cap hit. He's 30. Brett Kulak, the defenseman with the Oilers. He's another guy, perfect age, 28, $750 grand cap hit. That's all. That's nothing. Word is the Oilers want to keep Kulak. Then you got Johan Larsson, the centerman of the Capitals, a $1.4 million cap hit. He's 29. He's only had 10 goals once in his 10-season career. Mason Marchment, the left winger of the Panthers, an $800,000 cap hit. He's 27. He had 47 points in 54 games last season with the Panthers, and then just didn't do much on the power play. But he's physical. He hits. He's going to make at least $2.5 million annually. Nick Paul, the left winger of the Lightning, has been a badass for them in the playoffs. He's a $1.35 million cap hit. He's 27. His postseason this year with Tampa is going to get him paid. If I were the Lightning, I'd just re-sign him at his age. I love the Penguins. Evan Rodriguez, the centerman, an $800,000 cap hit. He's 27. And he had 11.6 goals above replacement for the Penguins this season in 82 games. He did it all offensively. And he played solid at the other end of the ice. 19 goals. Most people think he's going to make $3 million per year on his new deal. I hope the Penguins bring him back. Paul Stastny, centerman, Jets, at 3.75 mil cap hit. He's 36. He's old, and that's a lot of money. He had 45 points in 71 games, his highest total in four seasons for the Jets. What about P.K. Subban, the defenseman of the Devils? $9 million he makes. He's 33. He's going to get a pay cut down to $3.8 million or something in that neighborhood and a short-term three-year type deal. He's just too old and slow now. What about boomer bust players like Marc-Andre Fleury, the goalie at a Wild, a $7 million cap hit, and he's 37. Most people thought he had a bad year with Chicago and Minnesota. But let's not forget, he got screwed over by the Vegas Golden Knights when they let him go. That was stupid on their part. He'll be 38 in November. He's going to get a pay cut to around $4.5 million a year. Nazem Kadri, the centerman of the Avalanche, a $4.5 mil cap hit. He's 31. It'll be interesting to see what happens to him. 87 points in 71 games for the Avs, and he was the anchor of their second unit. A lot of people think he's going to make between, $8 and $8.5 million per year on a seven-year deal, so he's going to strike it rich. Evander Kane is quite the story. The left winger of the Oilers, a 2.1 mil cap hit. He's 30, but he was an absolute monster in the playoffs for the Oilers. 22 goals in 43 regular season games, 13 goals in 15 postseason games. He was flat out badass for the Oilers. Most people think he's going to get somewhere in the neighborhood of $7.5 million and a five-year type deal. Phil Kessel's 34, an $8 million cap hit. He's got to get a gigantic pay cut at that age, and he just doesn't do it anymore. He had 44 assists and 8 goals last season, and for that money, it's just not worth it. John Klingberg's going to be available, the defenseman of the Stars, a 4.2 mil cap hit. He's 29. They'll get offers for him. Darcy Kemper, the goalie of the Avs. You wonder if they'll keep him. Riley Smith, the right winger of the Knights, is going to get offers. He could make around 6.5 mil per. Then there's risky free agents like Max Domi, Nick Leddy. Domi with the Canes, Leddy with the Blues. They make a lot of money. Are they worth it? I like Ricard Raquel of the Penguins. I hope they keep him. He's a 3.6 cap hit. My biggest question, what happens to Malkin and Letang in Pittsburgh? We'll see. Free agency is going to be huge.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.